the Real Estate Training Podcast with Kiki Salcido, turning decades into days.
Do you remember whenever you were a young child and your parents would look at you and say that you could be anything that you set your mind to? And as you kind of grow up, things change, mindset changes. And then you start to see these little things, right? Like drones or, you know, stuff we used to see in sci-fi movies that used to be impossible, or what we thought was impossible, that are now becoming possible. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Real Estate Training Podcast. I'm your host, Kiki Salcido. And in today's episode, we're going to be talking about the 14 laws of selling. And this first one that I'm talking about is the law of possibility. So do you guys remember back in the day where, it was impossible to run a 5-minute mile? And then it happened. And then it was impossible to run a 3-minute mile. And then it happened. You see, every single day, more and more things that were once believed to be impossible become possible. The law of possibility simply states that if you're relentless to win, life will make a way for you. Those people that were going to beat, they set that goal. I'm going to beat that 5-minute mile. I'm going to beat that 3-minute mile. They were relentless to do so. And they did it. So for your prospecting to be effective, it's imperative for you to have a goal and that you're absolutely relentless to reach that goal. The next law is the law of purpose. Tesla, Mandela, Dr. King, Gandhi, President Lincoln, Churchill, Ford, people that led with purpose, well, they changed the world. These are the people that are no different than every single one of us, and they've lived their life with this outrageous purpose, this unwillingness to lose. They just let their purpose and their drive outshine the negativity of the world around them. That's what it's all about, right? Having that purpose, your why in life. That's what we talk about in the very first episode. And again, that's going to resonate throughout your entire sales career is why. So your purpose in life, right? That is one of the strongest laws of selling, is having a strong purpose. Okay. Be interesting, guys. The law of the first statement, it literally states that you have to be interesting. Okay. We know what your job description is, but tell me what you do, right? Be interesting. Who are you? I know what a realtor is, right? Who are you? Why should I work with you? And so that law of the first statement is your first statement should be a summary of the value you have to offer. The law of existing clients. Love this one, right? You can create a raving fan club every time you do a great job. So your existing clients is somebody you should never, ever, ever lose sight of. So don't turn on your fans. Lean into your fans, right? Every time you close a client, lean into that client. Ask for a review. Give them a closing gift. Make this experience something special, guys, because trust me, it's worth it. It'll pay you back, right? Law of the testimonial. Strike while the iron is hot, guys. Get that review. You'll never underestimate the importance of a review until you get hired because of your reviews. Whenever you sit down at that appointment and they say, you know, I was just looking through reviews on Zillow and you popped out. The law of the testimonial states that what a client says about your product will greatly influence the prospect's expectation of your product. Okay, so what your client is saying about your product is gonna influence your prospect's expectation. Your product is yourself in this scenario. So you want your clients to say good things about you so other people expect good things from you so they hire you. That's what we're talking about, okay? Next on our list is the law of presence. Guys, this law states that it is easier to get rid of a phone call than it is to get rid of a human body. And I don't mean that to in a serial killer type of way. But it's true, man. This law works two ways. You have to be present while maintaining presence. Okay? You have to be there. Value, right? Being cautious or conscientious of people's time, right? having basic social etiquette, right? All these things, this is your presence, right? Maintaining good posture, that's your presence. Not posture as far as standing up straight, that's very important, but posture as far as like having confidence in yourself, that's your presence. Maintaining eye contact, that's presence. These are the things, guys. These are the things that, the little things that we forget about that actually carry us so much further. Next law is the law of one client. One client can turn around your entire business. Yes. And this is so true. You might be on a slump and it takes one client to literally be the missing link between where you are and where you want to be. And for me, I had the opportunity to go to a lunch and I almost didn't go. Guys, I almost did not go because I just wanted to sit around and watch TV. But I said, you know what? I care about my life. I care about my business. I care about the future. You know, I want my why to happen. I went to this meeting and my goodness, did it change my entire life. Literally. My business tripled that year, if not doubled every single year after that. And it was all because of that one person, that one client that I met. So luck is preparation, meeting opportunity, and the harder we work, the luckier we get. So keep that in mind, guys. Law of one client. The law of a niche, right? The special specialize. The special specialize. Do you guys know that specialty trades get paid more than general trades? Is there a reason for that? Well, yeah, because it takes an expert, right? And you want to become an expert because if you get in to a niche, right? And that's what the law is, the law of the niche. If you can get into a certain niche, you can become the expert in that niche and you can get everyone's attention in that niche. So that is very important to find a niche within your marketplace, right? The law of rejection. Guys, this one sucks. But man, it's true, right? This law states that being comfortable with rejection is the beginning of success in selling, right? You have to have thick skin. Take time to understand why people say no. And this is going to open your eyes to a whole new understanding, right? You can really improve your business if you start reading past the no. You know, you'll hear this a lot. Every no is one step closer to a yes, but that is only true if you truly understand why they're saying no, right? Otherwise, you're just doing the same thing over. And what is that called, right? Doing the same thing over, expecting different results. Insanity. Insanity. You don't want to do that, guys. Track yourself. Say it over again. Track yourself. Track your no's. Objections. Guys, I have an objection book. Literally, every time I get on the phone, I have this little notepad next to me. And every time I hear an objection, I just write it down. That's it. I just write it down. I have a book of objections. And now I can come up with 12 ways to come up with, to overcome that objection. I might not use all 12. But man, there's been times where I used 4 or 6 of them in that conversation, right? Because sometimes you need to say it in a different way for it to get across. Because again, I'm not trying to sell something. I'm trying to help somebody. Right. I'm trying to solve a problem. My job is to mitigate risk. My job is to help you reach your goal. I'm not trying to sell. Okay. Law of research. Talk about this all the time, guys. Law of research. You got to understand like what you're doing. Like this law states that you must understand your prospect so you can understand where your product can be of value for your prospect. Okay. The law of research is important. You have to know what your target demographic is. You have to know where your target demographic looks at things. Okay? If you think of all the different brands out there, and this falls along with those little niches too, right? Because if I go to Whole Foods and I'm a frequent shopper at Whole Foods, right? There's brands that stick out, but they are niche brands that are in the niche market. But if I go to like Walmart, there's going to be other brands that stick out. But I'm not going to find a lot of the Whole Foods stuff at Walmart. Why? Because they understand their niche. They did their research. They understand where their target demographic shops. They understand their disposable income for that target demographic. They understand that they can create a higher margin on each one of their products because they have more disposable income because they're putting it with their target demographic because they did the research. The research is where you get the ROI. So that's honestly like you'll see stories and stuff about, you know, CEOs and stuff reading like 20 books a day or a week or something like that. That's what it is, guys. They're researching, right? That's why people have the business journal and things like that. They're researching. Research your competition. Research your demographic. Research what people are buying, why they're buying, all that stuff. That's very important. Next law is the law of the first impression. And I think you guys have always heard this. There's no such thing as a second first impression. But this law just states that your first impression wants to, you really want to create a mental interruption. And that's not to say that you should go and be weird, right? But you should challenge that idea they have about you. Not gonna lie, guys, people don't like brokers. Change that in their mindset with your first impression. Be of value, right? Don't come and be like, hey, you want to see your house? How can I help you? But think about that, right? How can I help you? You go into a department store, somebody says, how can I help you? I'm just looking. So add value. Find a way to add value. This is your job, right? This is what you do. Research. Research adds value, helps with that first impression, okay? Law of qualifying. This law states that there's no use heading in the right direction with the wrong person, okay? Everyone needs a house to live in. But that doesn't mean that everybody can buy or is buying. Just because I can buy doesn't mean that I'm on the market to buy. So you first want to qualify like somebody's interest level. Because if you just go in straight for like, well, can you afford to buy? You know, that's just putting bad taste in people's mouth, right? So it's not just the financial qualifications. It's interest level. It's goal alignment. So don't just be a buy broker or people will just be saying bye-bye to you. That, you know, that's a bad impression. So work on fixing that, right? But, you know, qualify people and again, add value, right? If they're like, oh, I want to retire and have a real estate portfolio, how can I add value in that, right? And a lot of people don't understand that they can start making mailbox money, that residual money that comes in without them doing anything, right? They go to sleep and money is that their investments are still making them money. Like that is the next level to get to that financial freedom, right? And so if we can educate our clients on doing that and how to do that effectively, guys, that's a win. That's a win. Law of tracking. You guys are probably so tired of me saying this, but you got to track, right? If you track your past, you can predict your future, right? The history doesn't repeat itself, but it rhymes, right? You can predict your future. You can see what's going to happen, okay? Track yourself. It's the only way you're going to scale, okay? Lastly, that's been a long one. Lastly, the law of routine. This law states that if you consistently seek prospects daily, that time comes when prospects will start seeking you, right? So live with intention. Live with a mission. This is the grind, guys. Prospect daily. Build a name for yourself. That's what you're doing, right? You're prospecting daily. This is so important, and that's why it's the last one on here, is that law of routine is everything because it's consistency. And I see this with so many brokers where they get it a few transactions going and they get in the transactions and they're doing everything day to day. But what are they not doing? Their number one job. What is that? Prospecting. It's prospecting, guys. They have to prospect because at the end of that transaction, they're not going to have any business. They're not going to have another transaction to jump into. And what does that do? That creates those peaks and valleys. We want to avoid those peaks and valleys. Okay. So you have to make prospecting a daily routine regardless. If you have 50 transactions going right now, you better wake up earlier to, you know, get some of that paperwork out of the way so you have time for prospecting. Because you might not feel it now, but 90 days from now, that's whenever it hurts. Because you're going to, it's literally, if you aren't having business right now, it's not a today problem. It's not a this week problem. It's a 30, 60, 90 day back problem that you created by not staying in this routine. So 14 laws of selling. I hope you guys got at least one or two good nuggets out of this. You know, I think these are some good things to kind of go by. Hopefully you guys enjoy it. I look forward to seeing you guys on the next podcast, Real Estate Training Podcast. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Make sure you check us out online, k2simply.com. You can follow us on Facebook and Instagram, k2simply Real Estate. Look forward to seeing you guys at the next one. Go crush this week, guys. Go make those goals and go accomplish them, because you can. I believe in you.